The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow.com, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the one with the patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position, the one that stays cool, no tossing, no turning. This is the best pillow on the planet Earth. It's backed up with a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. I repeat, it will not go flat. It's the subject of a huge pillow fight in the Mitchell family. I mean, poor Todd and Carrie, they're just fighting over this thing nonstop. And I don't know why he's not yet taking advantage of the two-for-one deal that every one of our listeners gets. And that's a savings of 50% off. You get one classic MyPillow. You buy one, you get the second absolutely free. So by my math, that's half off, Todd. Come on, you got a caddy? You got a Mercedes convertible. Buy an extra pillow, for crying out loud.
I know. You're absolutely right. The pillows are worth it. There's no question.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow.com today. Back to the calls on an Are You Kidding Me Friday. 800-228-0550. So Jim and Bismarck before the break said I was a lapdog for oil. And the reason cited for me being a lapdog for oil is that I never, ever talk about any bad things that are happening. Was that right, Jeff? Can I give you one example where I have talked about, and I, you know, bad things maybe is the wrong term, because I like to refer to them as challenges. And, you know, for instance, I probably spent more time in Watford City than I have in Fargo or Bismarck over the last 4 or 5 months. Watford City is a community being crushed with oil and gas activity. Now, when I say crushed, that sounds bad and it sounds negative. You know, there's some positive. There's a whole lot of opportunities. I mean, there's supermarkets and restaurants and new hotels and everything else. But the traffic's crazy. You know, there's not enough homes. You know, apartments are in limited supply. People are tough to get. So that, to me, means crushed. But they're dealing with it, but it's not easy, and I empathize with them. So when I talk about that, I'm talking about the reality of it. They are being crushed with all this, but I'm also talking about how they're dealing with it. That isn't Pollyanna. Everything's great, everything's wonderful, is it?
Okay, well, first, I'm not saying never ever. You know, I don't listen every day, but we listen basically every day, and all I know is what I hear. And when callers call in, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, crime has gone up, you know, there's prostitution going on, there's trafficking going on, you know, there's a lot of negative things that have been brought in by out-of-staters that have come here. Oil's done some great things for our state, but there's also a reality to that. And what I hear when people call in, you know, and they talk about some of these things, it gets dismissed. You know, it's like it glosses over, and we want to go back to talk about how great oil is.
Sure. So first of all, Jeff, I will tell you this. I am by nature a glasses half full kind of guy. So I think your criticism is fair in that, you know, what I always try to provide is perspective. Because if you open the Bismarck Tribune or the Fargo Forum or the Grand Forks Herald or the Williston Herald especially, everything's bad. Right? For the most part. Bad, bad, awful, terrible, cold, horrible. And I'm saying, is crime up? Yes. Is prostitution up? Yes. Human trafficking happening? Of course. Drugs? You bet. But put it in perspective. Is traffic bad? Absolutely. It's bad in Watford City compared to what it was a year ago or even 5 years ago, much more so. Same in Newtown. But again, why is it? Well, it's because there's so much. So we need more roads. We need wider roads. We need, so, you know, what I'm trying to bring, and it may come across as is wanting to dismiss that anything, you know, difficult has come out of this. I don't want to do that. I want to provide some balance and perspective. I believe the vast majority of the media has you and others believing that things are really, really bad, and that they are not really, really bad. They are challenging. They are difficult. But I talk to people who have an opportunity to see their kids and grandkids grow up now that wouldn't otherwise get to have it. Now, They don't have the peace and solitude that they once have. They don't, if they live on a ranch, I might see one truck a day. They don't have that anymore, but they're okay with it because they have opportunity they've never had before, and mostly it has to do with opportunities for their kids and grandkids. So I'm just trying to provide perspective, and if I don't do it well, I'd hope you and others would hold me accountable on it, but I'm not trying to say everything's great and rosy. I'm just saying let's keep some perspective to the challenges here. Does that make any sense?
Right. And these are things that, you know, we should be saying all along, you know. I mean, you know, bring these stuff up, you know, all, you know, consistently. And there are. I mean, there's been murders, there's been assaults, there's been rapes. I mean, this stuff is, you know, real. And sure. It's more than it's ever been. So let's get
to
this.
But I'll give you one. We do, though. I think we do, Jeff. I don't think we're trying to not. Look, we've had conversations in this program about human trafficking. Heidi Heitkamp was on here. One of the rare times she actually will come on the program was because we wanted to talk about, you know, a crime problem. Well, that's fine. She came on to talk about trafficking and changing the laws. Okay. We've had someone that actually was in the trafficking industry on the program talking about what she's doing here for folks that are in the industry that have been caught up on it. We had that on this program. If I was being Pollyanna, why would I do that? I'm addressing it. I think we need to. But the point is, and this is, I'm not putting this on you, Jeff. There is a group of people. Mostly Democrats, mostly critics of oil development, period, sort of the Buffalo Commons crowd, that want to use all of those things to suggest this is a bad thing for our state. I don't believe it is a bad thing. It's a challenging thing. I think we're up to the task. And that's the conversation we try to have here. And I think if you listen enough to the conversations, a prime example was when Wayne Stengen was on this program. He gave a stat that said you're more likely to be raped in Fargo than you are in Williston or any oil patch city. Did you know that, Jeff?
Well, I'm not saying, you know, Fargo's obviously a bigger population, you know, but there's things out there that I think a lot of people in this state, and the general premise with Republicans is, like you just said, you're always the glass half full guy, but they just want to dismiss it. It is a general thing that Republicans want to do is just go straight to how great this oil is.
And well, that's a bad idea, and I don't think that's a good idea for Republicans to do. I don't think I'd do that, but you can call me wrong. As far as Democrats, do you agree with me? They are accentuating the negative.
Well, yeah, Democrats are always going to go in the opposite of whatever Republican idea is. You know, and we've gotten to ourselves to a point in this country where, you know, the Republican and the Democrat, who cares? Let's just talk about what the good things are about our country and what the problems are about our country, and let's just figure some of this stuff out. And that in itself is
a little bit of a naive comment. I agree, because parties are going to do what they're going to do, and it's not beanball, right? They're going to get in the room, and it's going to get a little ugly and nasty. And, you know, one of the criticisms I have of Republicans in the legislature in Bismarck, if a Democrat comes up with a good idea, that has less of a chance of passing just because it came from a Democrat. That's dumb. That's petty. That's a sandbox, right? So, I agree with you. What I'm telling you is what we try to do on this show, number one, is let you have a voice, and I hope today I have proven that you have, because you've been on 7 minutes now. In this hour and a minute or so in the last hour, because I don't mind criticism, and I'm not perfect. We're not perfect here. We want the input.
You know, you've given me time, but could we, like, shift gears just a little bit and talk about the pharmaceutical for just a second?
You know, Jeff, would you do me a favor and call back with that? Because I got a whole stack of callers that have seen you get 7 minutes and they're waiting to weigh in. I'd love to talk about that issue. It's one I'm wrestling with myself. Let's just do it another day. However, I am going to make you a caller of the hour because I welcome the criticism, and maybe that'll get other critics to come out of the corners if I say we even reward critics on this program. So, Jeff, you've got a pair of bully pulpit passes. Get the golf in before October. Mid-October, probably. Who knows? It'll go into October. We know that. And Lana in Minot, who called about the great boss, you got it, too. You got it, too, because anybody that calls and says they have a good boss. So how about that? We doubled up. Now we'll start new. And Jim in Bismarck, you're the first contender. What's on your mind?
Am I on?
You are, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. You guys, you know, always talk how you're about coal and, you know, everything for coal, but yet you guys run ads that are against coal. I guess I don't understand.
Well, you have to tell me what ads against coal. You probably two things. One, when you say you guys, are you talking about me and this show?
Oh, I'm just talking about, I guess, just the radio station in general. I mean, they're knocking down that MDU plant over in Bismarck. You know, that's coal. I think it's SCR.
The Sierra Club bought some advertising, yes.
Yeah, so yeah. We need to differentiate here, right? So what we're doing in here right now is a talk show where we share our opinions. But people who agree and disagree can buy ads. And the Sierra Club hates coal, right? So they would run ads. Well, we as a radio station, and there's five that carry this show, but just so you know, radio stations in general, we can't say, no, you can't run that. I mean, it's a political opinion. It's an ad. It's labeled as such. And I am pro-coal. I think, I think the coal industry is under assault right now, and I think it's a travesty. So I am. You're right. But we can't tell those people they can't run ads, but you can choose to push back against it like you've done here and say you don't like the ad. But I hope that helps, Jim. Did it?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a vital part of North Dakota, I guess.
And, it sure is, and I disagree with the Sierra Club. I'm with you. More calls coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants that made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That reminds me, I'll be bolting on with the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon tomorrow at the Bison game. The Thunderstruck is what reminded me. Can you imagine the hair staying up on the back of Chris Kleiman's neck as he took the team out on the field for the first time? Home game, Fargo Dome, Saturday. Wow, pretty darn cool. And this is going to be a good test for the Bison. number three team battling out Montana. We will be there, and we will be broadcasting from Thunder Alley tomorrow, and we have free brats, courtesy of Cloverdale, and coupons that will save you money on bacon and summer sausage and brats, any Cloverdale product. So find me and say, Scott, I want the Cloverdale freebies, and I'll hand them to you. Okay, simple as that. All right, John and Minot's been waiting a long time to weigh in, listening on KCJB, 800-228-0550. Caller of the Hour prize is another round of golf for two at Bully Pulpit. John, what's on your mind?
ISIS. I think that should be on everybody's mind at this point in life. Because, you know, we're arming these people who've been fighting amongst each other since they could throw rocks at each other, and now we're going to give them weapons? You know, wasn't Desert Storm supposed to be nothing but an airstrike? And what did we end up doing? And we never got the job done.
I'm trying to decide who you're being critical of here. Is it just overall the military policy of arming the rebels when we don't know really if they're the rebels? Is it wanting a tougher fight? What do you want, John?
Why are we giving them guns if they're our enemy? Why are we arming these people?
Well, we aren't arming ISIS. We're arming the rebels to take them on. But how do we know? I think is a fair question.
But didn't we arm Iraq? And look what happened. We ended up fighting them.
No, how did we end up?
32% of the weapons we confiscated in Desert Storm were ours.
Well, I get that, but and I don't know that stat is factual, but I mean, I get that obviously we picked the lesser of two evils in Iran versus Iraq back in the 80s. And did some of that come back to bite us? Yes. Was that a reason not to take out Saddam Hussein and bring down Saddam Hussein and go to Iraq where Al-Qaeda fled after Afghanistan? I don't think so. I'm trying to get at, if it were up to you, your commander-in-chief, what do we do?
I say we go over here, wipe them out, stamp the U.S. flag in the ground, and come home. Why do we want to have 25-year-long wars?
Yeah, I'm with you on that, John. I'm completely with you. Get in there, get it done, and give them the proper rules of engagement, and let's not mess around. I don't disagree with you there at all. Bobby and Minot listening on KCJB. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling in on the ISIS situation. It's kind of been going through my mind. I haven't heard a lot about the funding that these groups are getting. They're talking about getting a strategy together. I know Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, as far as I understand, are providing this group with large sums of money. The group also, from what I understand, has oil fields in northern Syria, which they sell oil to Assad. You don't hear a lot about attacking the finances, putting freezing the accounts and the flows of the funds that they're receiving to arm any of those type of groups, whether it be with fuel, ammunition, food. You need large sums of money flow going in. I was just kind of wanting to get your take on that and what you thought, possibly other listeners, about shutting down their funds. It may even destroy relationships with supposedly our allies over there, but if they're funding these groups, it's kind of like putting a dagger in our back, the way I can look at it.
Yeah.
I just haven't heard a lot about that on the media or on the radio. During like World War II, the big way that we shut down the Nazis was that we took away their funding and we destroyed their fuel and their power sources. And basically their tanks and their equipment ran out of fuel because they weren't able to provide energy for it. Have you heard anything on the steps of destroying their income to provide funds for, you know, their cause?
Not specifically related battle, although it's been discussed in along the way of a very important tool. It's one of the reasons when you go to the bank anymore, you got to sign so many pieces of disclosure, prove who you are, and there definitely is efforts underway to do that. But Bobby, your point, your larger point of just saying, look, there's ways to do this. Get in the game, engage. And by the way, I didn't make Brad from Minot, the previous caller, a contender for caller of the hour. I meant to. I'm gonna put, if he'll call back, I'll put him in, and I'll put you too, because both of you, in my view, talking about this issue from the perspective of common sense solutions of let's do this is exactly the conversation we need to be having. I mean, Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice and the NFL and all the distractions that are sucking the air out of the room is so unimportant to a much bigger threat that faces us as Americans on our way of life is this situation. And unfortunately, we have an administration, and for that matter, a lot of politicians who view us, in my view, us as the peasants, okay, as being war weary, that we're not engaged, that we don't want to go there, and so we're pussyfooting around rather than doing what you're suggesting, Bobby, or what Brad is suggesting, is just saying get it done, go over there and get it done. So I really, really appreciate your call today. And couldn't agree with you anymore. It's a good solution, and applaud you for talking about it. Talk to your neighbors about it. Talk to your coworkers about it. Ask everybody you find today. Did you hear what ISIS was going to do in Australia? No, I didn't. Well, they thwarted a plan. They were planning on pulling people off the streets while filming it and beheading them. Gosh, imagine if that 15-year-old at West Acres that was arrested this week for terrorizing that elderly individual. Imagine if they just cut his head off and videoed it. How that would send shockwaves through America. You don't think that's what they're planning to do here? You don't think Australia was a trial run for what's coming? We only need to listen to what they're saying, Bobby. And they're saying we're coming. Confrontation with the U.S. is inevitable. We got to engage. We got to get in the game. So, Bobby, hang on. Sven Snirley will get your name. I appreciate you going there because we do need to go there. We absolutely need to go there. And we're going to spend some time talking about this with a Libertarian Party candidate, Jack Seaman, in just a little bit. He doesn't want additional military action. He doesn't want expanded military action in Iraq or Syria. I think that's a real dangerous view personally, but we're going to give him a chance to say his piece and give you a chance to interact with him in the next half hour. What do I have time to do here? I have a caller off air. Let's take that quick.
Hey, good morning. This is Dave, south of Dickinson. I'm looking at the North Dakota Game and Fish Department Plots Conservation Guide for 2014. And it's got a dog holding a hen pheasant on the cover. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we'll check into that. All right, on it for sure. One of the pieces of information, Congressman Kevin Cramer's office called and said for Mark, who, by the way, didn't leave his information. He hung up before we could get him the information. He was the guy that called critical, saying that Congressman Cramer wasn't accessible enough for any of our politicians. Congressman Cramer is going to go to the Barnes & Noble in Bismarck and have coffee Tuesday at 9:30. Tuesday at 9:30, by the way, he'll be in Flasher for a town hall in the afternoon at the Highway 21 Steakhouse and Cafe at 3:30. But 9:30 Bismarck, Barnes & Noble, Tuesday. Mark, hope you're there.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey, are you kidding me? This is Ray from Mandan. Those rebels over there, those Muslim rebels, or whatever you want to call them over there in Australia, they were going after government officials. Okay? Get your story straight.
Well, I'd like to get my story straight. The reporting I've seen on this, and again, I'll preface it by saying the reporting I've seen, so I'm relying on the news media, which is always dangerous. To give you the factual information, but the stories that I've seen suggested it was, again, the idea they set up an operation, they randomly pull off people off the street, they behead them to cause terror in Australia. Nothing about it being certain Australian officials or anything. Literally random people off the streets. That's the reporting I've seen on it. We'll effort some expert to try and get somebody from Australia to find out more about it, but the plot was thwarted at the 11th hour, and that's the reporting. So if you've seen something different that suggests that, well, bring it on. By the way, a bit of an update on another story, unfortunately, that's dominated the news over the last couple of weeks. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell expected to make a statement and take questions from the media on domestic violence issues and the NFL's personal conduct policy this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Let's hope it is followed by his resignation, because the guy ought to go. But, I mean, that's almost a smokescreen. One of the topics on tonight's Point of View, for listeners in the Valley, you can watch KXJB Channel 4, Point of View. Chris Berg hosted. I was on the panel. We talked about that story, the surge funding for the oil-impacted communities, and Senator Heidi Heitkamp and a growing controversy in her office over the use of a rail study she was warned not to use by NDSU. Those three topics tonight on the program. We have a full bank of phone calls here, and I'm going to take Clint, who's on the road, and then I'm going to ask the other callers, since it looks like most of you want to talk about ISIS, to join the conversation with our guest, Jack Seaman, who's a Libertarian Party candidate for Congress in North Dakota, on whether or not additional military action is warranted against ISIS. Clint, you want to talk about pheasants? Is that right? I mean, that's why you're first in line here, because anybody wants to talk about pheasants, you had me at hello. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, can't wait for pheasants. That is a grouse on the cover of the plots book. Are you kidding me? The caller that called it and said it was a pheasant hand. I don't think Game and Fish would do that. It's a grouse in the dog's mouth. It's a really beautiful picture.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you for clarifying that before we even had to call Game and Fish. Now we got the scoop.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else, Clint?
Well, you know, all this uproar about Rice and Peterson, and rightfully so. I mean, but who do the left hold up with the highest regard in their political world? Nobody other than Bill Clinton, someone who was accused of rape, you know, but he gets $100,000 to speak for a half an hour or whatever, and they just love the guy. And he was accused of rape. It wasn't Lewinsky. It was Broderick. It was Willie. It was Paula Jones. Where there's smoke, there's fire. One you could understand might be just a story, but four of them? Are you kidding me?
You lost me, though, on the connection to the NFL. You're saying save the outrage. You guys weren't outraged about Bill Clinton, but you're outraged about domestic violence in the NFL. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Okay. They hold him up on a pedestal, but, you know, yeah.
Say, Clint, we're going to put you in for caller of the hour. Hang on, Sven Sturtley will get your information. The reason we're doing that is because you answered a question that came from a previous caller. We love getting the answers from our listeners before they even have to come from the folks that have been brought up. So thank you for that. Jack Seaman is a Libertarian Party candidate for Congress in North Dakota. He is the candidate. He will be on the ballot when you go to the election in November. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about military action, and obviously the Libertarian Party view is it's not our fight. Stay out of it. You know, don't go there, right?
Pretty much, yep.
Obviously, we're in the middle of a national discussion about how seriously we take this threat and what we do about it. A lot of our callers want to talk about it, so I thought it a perfect time to keep them on board and visit with you. Tell me your position. If Jack was the commander-in-chief, what would you do about ISIS? What would you do about this mess in the Middle East right now?
I would want to disengage from that region completely, withdraw all of our equipment and all of our troops. And I would want to bring them home so we can secure the homeland and secure our borders and make our homeland safer for everyone.
So that's the Obama position, right? Get the troops out of Iraq and don't put any ground troops on in this particular situation. And
I don't think that's Obama's position. He's the one that wants to go back in and fight more and intervene more in the Middle East. So I don't hear him talking about getting out of the region completely.
Well, that was his whole mantra. Obviously, he's kind of in and out. And that's one of the reasons we have the mess we have right now with ISIS. The vacuum there said, we're out of here, and they're filling the vacuum, isn't it?
We have a mess over there because we've been battling over there bravely by our soldiers, doing what they've been told to do, but not getting the results that we intended to get. We've done it for 13 years. We spent trillions of dollars. We've driven ourselves to the brink of economic bankruptcy as a country, and we've had 7,000 American troops killed, 50,000 wounded, and we're left with ISIS. I don't think that more intervention and more war is going to produce a different result.
Got it. Jeff and Moorhead for our guest, Jack Seaman. You're on What's on Your Mind listening on AM 1100 today out of Moorhead. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I just want to say a caller a few callers back said that we never got the job done in Iraq. I spent 2.5 years in Iraq, and I think we had the job done, but only pulled out without a sofa. So, I mean, even if we go back in there, if we have politicians that can't manage a battle, how the heck are we ever going to win it? So I say before we commit more ground troops to go over there, first we need some politicians in power that will give the troops what they need to win the battle.
Boy, I couldn't agree anymore, but you disagree with that, Jack. You don't want them to have rules of engagement to go over there and win. You just don't want to be there at all, right?
I don't want to be there at all. I'm not talking about the rules of engagement. I'm talking about the policy. And my policy would be to not intervene in that region at all anymore because we've seen the results of what our intervention over there has brought. But I don't think anybody wants more of that.
But the results, Jeff was over there with his blood and sweat and tears getting results. We secured it. We brought down Saddam Hussein. We've just screwed it up since by saying we're going to be out of here. So,
and ISIS came by from us doing nothing. I mean, they were a threat, but we had them somewhat managed when we were there. They came into power when we left and said, here, take over. You know, you guys are on your own now. If you do that longer, just say, hey, just do whatever you guys want. How can you say it's not going to just get worse and worse and worse until, what's the solution?
The solution is to stay out of the region completely and let the regional players handle it. ISIS will ultimately crumble under their own unorganization and failure to establish any kind of government. They can make threats and they can say what they're going to say and what they want to do, but actually accomplishing it is a completely different thing. I want to know where Saudi Arabia is.
You don't worry about them. You don't worry about them.
Well, of course I worry about them. They're doing despicable things over there. It's horrible.
But you don't think that's coming here with a border that's porous?
That's why I'm saying let's bring the troops home and secure the border, Scott. We need to protect the homeland. We don't need to be fighting terrorists 6,000 miles away anymore, costing us trillions of dollars and bankrupting us.
Wouldn't you rather fight them there than fight them here?
Well, I would rather fight them where we have the most imminent threat. And if they are here, if they are planning on coming here, then we need to make preparations here to handle the threat, not over there.
It's the classic libertarian view. Put up the barriers around our shores. Go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
What about all the women and children being murdered and beheaded in this country? I mean, if we have the power to stop that, I mean, why don't we?
Let's talk about one more issue that we have.
All the terrible things that are happening over there, too. I mean,
I don't know. Jeff, I assure you,
we have the power to stop them.
Jeff, I appreciate your service, what we all do.
Amen.
And we're going to put you in for call of the day. Vets go first here. Without question. Do you want to get one other topic in or one other?
Well, one thing we haven't even discussed yet is the cost economically. I mean,
can we afford it?
We're $18 trillion in debt. How much further in debt do you want to go? Our dollar is already very fragile.
Isn't the most worthy dollar we spend as taxpayers that protecting and defending the United States of America?
100% accurate. I'm all for a national defense, not a national offense.
Well, have you heard of peace through strength? Have you heard of Ronald Reagan?
Absolutely.
I mean, what I worry, Jack, is if your view prevails, and we turn the clock back, if your view prevailed during World War II with Hitler to say, hey, we don't want to let the guy gas some Jews, it has nothing to do with us. Well, we wouldn't have the United States of America today.
I think comparing ISIS to Hitler is an extremely grandiose hypothetical extrapolation on your part.
Why?
You don't see
the evil of beheading people at random?
Well, of course I do, but Hitler was conquering country after country after country.
They want an Islamic State in country after country after country.
That's what they want.
Yes.
But they have not achieved any of it, and they are
incapable. Well, that's what Hitler wanted too, and he didn't get it because we said we'll send our best and brightest. You don't want to send them.
You can't bankrupt America sending troops over to fight a war that we've already fought for 13 years with mixed results at best.
I share your view on bankrupting America. I share your view on whether or not we can afford it. That's why, but that's miserable leadership. That's no way to run a railroad. That's putting us in a position where we have to pick and choose where we can fight because the fiscal management of this country has been pathetic. So I agree with you there, but the point is, you're saying the result of all this mismanagement is that we just got to withdraw. We got to just hunker down here. I'm saying we can't afford to. Otherwise, we won't recognize the United States of America.
And that's where you and I are going to disagree. I say we do what the Constitution says, which is have Congress declare a war when our sovereignty is imminently threatened. Then we go to war, we defeat the enemy, we come home. This is a completely different thing.
Is it too late at that point, though? Brian, a vet, another vet will put front of the line here from Bismarck, listening on K-Fire. Brian, what's your view?
Yeah, I'm down in Flash or Draw something right now. A veteran, 0405. In Iraq, and I just don't believe we should go back. A veteran, 0405.
No, I can hear you, Brian. Keep your radio down. Keep your radio down if you would. You don't believe we should go back, meaning what?
Body bags and money. I don't believe in... They've been fighting for how long? You can't change it. Protect your borders and stay home. We can't afford it.
You're agreeing with Jack. You're agreeing with the libertarian view as someone that's been there, is what you're saying.
I've been there, and we came back, and we pulled out of there. Obama wanted us to come home, and we did, and look at what happened. Now we're going to go back and fight again. Those people believe in fighting, and they're stay out of it. We can't afford it.
Brian, appreciate the call. You're a vet, so I'm going to put you in for caller of the hour as well. Hang tight, and we'll get your information. Sven Snerdly will do that. One of the quick one here, Dale and Mandan. Got about half a minute for you, Dale. Go ahead.
Hi. See, I got a couple different things. Africa and ISIS, I guess. ISIS was armed by the United States to start with. They were armed to go into Syria and take that over, and they overstepped their boundary, and now we got to put them back in their place because Syria was not did not have an international banking system, and that's what the One World Order wants. That's why we went in there to take them out in the first place.
All right, Dale, appreciate the comment. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining billsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Billsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Billsgang.com, Billsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Marv, I'm out in the field right now. I had to stop to give you my take on ISIS. I think if we're going to defeat them, we need to keep the politicians out of the war planning, let the generals do it, get rid of this rules of engagement, and go back to where the rules of engagement were for World War II. If they're an enemy, shoot them. And leave it at that. Let God sort them out.
All right, Marv, just because you stopped in the field in the middle of harvest to call this program, we're going to, in addition to agreeing with you, personally, I'm going to put you in for caller of the hour. When you say politicians getting involved, there's a story right now about the president personally approving targets in Syria. What does Barack Obama know about what ought to be the targets? He's the guy approving. I mean, you're exactly right. This is insane. And, Jack, I'll come to your side on this if that's what it's come to. If that's what it's come to, that, you know, the generals aren't allowed to do this. The politicians do it. I mean, that reminds me of the stories about LBJ picking bombing targets in Vietnam. How'd that work out for us?
It's the first I've heard of it, and it sounds ridiculous to me, too, Scott.
But, Marv, we're going to put you in there. Sven, are you keeping track of everybody that's in? I know we got a long list here. We got to pick them before the end. So let's okay. You give me the last minute. I'm going to have you give me the whole list. And Marv in the field, add him as well. All right, Lynn and Bismarck, get some questions about libertarianism. We're talking to Jack Seaman. Jack is a Libertarian Party candidate for Congress in North Dakota. We're talking mostly about Iraq, ISIS, what to do about it, his view, and your views. Lynn, what's your question?
What I love about libertarians... Yeah, I'm here. Jack, what I love about libertarians is they understand the difference, as Thomas Paine so elegantly put it, between society and government, that government is a punisher and society is what's supposed to do all the good things in our lives. But the problem I have with all of my libertarian friends, though, is there's two things they don't quite get. And if they applied their foreign policy and if they applied their ethics and morality to their old neighborhood, they would watch their next-door neighbor beat their wife in the driveway because it's none of their business. And they probably, when their wife left them, would be out there with sheep doing something else. So, Jack, your comments?
I don't know exactly how to comment to that. I think if I saw my neighbor beating his wife in his driveway, I would certainly have something to say about that. I don't understand the comparison at all.
Yeah, the sheep reference, though, I'll be
the problem, then what's the problem with intervening when people like ISIS are beheading people? And we certainly have the capability to stop them. What's the problem with that?
The problem with that is that is using American soldiers.
Back?
We're going to go back to the Hitler comparisons. Listen, Lynn, here's the deal. The problem is that what's happening over there, as despicable as I think it is not an imminent threat to the national security of the United States.
Wow.
And we do not commit resources and soldiers.
That's what Chamberlain said in Britain. You're not making any
this
points.
This is a completely different scenario.
All right, Lynn, I don't think you two are going to agree. Appreciate the call. I do think when you have the situation that happened in Australia, to think it's not a threat, not an imminent threat. In other words, if that story had been here, would you say they're now a threat here? If they're beheading people at random here?
We're under constant threat from terror groups from all over the world. It's not just ISIS. There's radicals within our own country. There's U.S. citizens that perform radical terrorism.
No, I'm just trying
attacks.
To understand what the threshold is for you on what a threat is to the national security. Would that be one? Would then we say, oh, we better do this. We better find out where they plotted and planned beheading people in the U.S. We better go there. We better bomb them. We better do whatever we need to do.
I want to secure our country from within, not from 6,000 miles away. Again, I support disengaging from that region, bringing those troops and resources here where we can help secure our borders and secure our homeland.
John in Fargo on AM 1100, what's on your mind?
I just like to say I agree with Jack and Scott. It's time you grew up. The reason there's problems across the world, you know, and you know this, it's just propaganda that you're getting talking points. The reason there are these issues is because we're meddling. We're changing government. This goes back in the Middle East till 1953. The problem is we are in there meddling with these areas. That is why
okay,
people
so,
us. Now, hang on.
I got,
Scott, let me finish. You know.
Well, I don't have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time to do it. But
propaganda.
Okay.
That we, you know.
I just want to see if Jack agrees with you. Because John's view is that we're the reason they're mad at us. Right, we go in there and meddle, and then they get mad at us. And if we just leave them alone, they wouldn't want to behead us. I think that's horribly naive. And just so you know, John, I don't get talking points from anybody. As God is my witness, what I say is what I believe. I don't need anybody to tell me what to say. So I take a little offense to that. But nonetheless, all opinions welcome here. But John's opinion is not uncommon. That we're
correct.
The reason this is happening. We're, you know, like Ron Paul likes to say, we're the reason 9/11 happened, right? I think that's nuts. Do you?
Well, here's what I think. I think that we can see what our track record has been and the results that it's produced, such as meddling has produced us Gaddafi. It's produced Saddam Hussein. It's produced Al Qaeda.
If we don't meddle, everybody will love us.
I don't know if everybody will love us, but I know we won't have resources and soldiers in the field that cost us money and lives.
So you agree with John?
Basically. I do. I don't think we should meddle at all.
John, thanks for the call. Please call again. Bob in Grafton, Rick in Bismarck, I'm sorry we're not going to have time to get to you because I literally have 30 seconds to tell Jack Seaman thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
For coming on the program.
Appreciate the time.
And enjoy you taking calls and questions.
Anytime.
You're a better man than George Sinner, the Democratic candidate you're facing, who is cowering in the corner from coming on this program.
Thank you.
And the listeners appreciate it. I don't have time to say who the winner is. We're going to give it to Marv in the field. How about that? Marv in the field took the time to stop, call in with his comments while harvesting and listening. Marv's the lucky winner, caller of the hour. God bless you, folks. See you Monday on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, North Dakotans pay hundreds of dollars more each year for prescription drugs than consumers in other states. We're the only state that prohibits retailers like Target, Walgreens, and Walmart from hiring licensed pharmacists and offering hundreds of commonly prescribed prescriptions for just $4 a month. Let's cut the cost of prescription drugs. Vote yes on Measure 7.
Paid for by North Dakotans for lower pharmacy prices. Lisa J. Carlson, Treasurer.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dried Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.